U.S. stocks surged this afternoon as President Joe Biden delivered remarks in Europe about support for, yeah, you guessed it, Ukraine. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 24th day of March. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, in an effort to relieve some pain at the pump, a number of states have turned off their gas tax. Now, some in Congress are proposing direct payments to Americans to offer some relief there as well. Speaking of pain, think mortgage rates. We'll have an update. Inflation has not turned off the desire for endless breadsticks and salads. We'll tell you all about that. Cutting the cord is happening at breakneck speeds. Or is it? We've got the Wall Street Report and boomers are moving. Where to? Downtown. And we'll share why. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. Of course you can. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. U.S. stocks climbed to session highs in the Thursday afternoon trade as President Biden wrapped up a series of gatherings with allies and world leaders in Brussels a month after Russian leader Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The Biden administration rolled out more sanctions against Russia, with the White House saying the U.S. now has sanctioned more than 600 Russian targets. Biden, in a news conference in Brussels, said the new restrictions will cripple Putin's economy, while promising more military aid and $1 billion in humanitarian assistance for Ukraine. Those Wall Street numbers, I'll share those with you in just a bit. Some states are moving to ease the pain at the pump and remove their state gasoline tax, even if it's just for a few months. CBS News is reporting that state gas taxes and fees averaged 38.6 cents per gallon at the start of this year. That's according to the American Petroleum Institute. Some states have already begun to suspend gas taxes in an effort to help consumers. In Connecticut, the temporary measure runs from the beginning of April through the end of June. In mid-March, Governor Lamont said the tax cut would cost about $90 million. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill to temporarily suspend the state's excise tax on motor fuel sales. The state's rate is 29.1 cents a gallon for gasoline and 32.6 cents per gallon for diesel. The suspension lasts through May 31 of this year and applies to gas and diesel as well as some other forms of motor fuel like liquid propane gas. Meanwhile, in Maryland, emergency legislation which suspends the tax for 30 days applies to the 36.1 cents per gallon tax on gas and 36.8 cents per gallon tax on diesel fuel. The move is expected to cost that state $100 million. Other states are also considering some sort of temporary gas tax holiday, so stay tuned. In a related story, CNBC is reporting that some Democratic lawmakers are proposing a possible solution, a direct rebate payment to Americans. Three congressional leaders have proposed $100 emergency rebate payments that would be sent to Americans during any month where the national average gas price is higher than $4 a gallon. The bill, called the Gas Rebate Act of 2022, was proposed by Representatives Mike Thompson of California, John Larson of Connecticut, and Lauren Underwood of Illinois. Other Washington Democrats have issued proposals. Representative Ro Khanna of California and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island have suggested raising taxes on big oil companies and paying rebates of roughly $240 per year for single filers and $360 a year for joint filers. Representative Peter DeFazio, a Democrat from Oregon, has also proposed a bill that would tax oil companies and provide rebates to consumers. Separately, in California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has a plan to give $400 debit cards to the state's registered vehicle owners. Drivers would be eligible to receive up to two of those tax refund payments in the year. Well, not only are homes more expensive, it's going to cost you more to get a mortgage. The new rate for a 30-year fixed is sitting at 4.5%. Fortune is reporting that the real estate industry knew higher mortgage rates were coming, but they didn't expect it to be this high. Indeed, heading into the year, Fannie Mae predicted that the 30-year fixed mortgage rate would average 3.3% in 2022 and 3.5% in 2023. Industry insiders tell Fortune magazine this swift move up in mortgage rates amounts to an economic shock. After all, just look at what it's doing to mortgage payments. A borrower who took out a $500,000 mortgage at 3.1% would get a monthly mortgage payment of about $2,100. At 4.1% rate, that jumps to $2,400. And if rates this week do cross 4.5%, that payment soars to $2,500. All of this is going to shape a downward trend in housing demand, say the experts. Well, the high cost of living doesn't appear to be hurting demand for free breadsticks and endless salads at one of America's favorite Italian eateries. That would be Olive Garden. On Thursday, the Darden Restaurants-owned chain reported a third fiscal same-restaurant sales gain of, get this, 29.9%. Overall, Darden notched a solid earnings day despite inflation nipping away at consumer budgets, sending shares higher by 1%. Longhorn Steakhouse's same-restaurant sales rose by 31.6% in the quarter. Sales at the company's fine dining segment surged by 85.8%. So yes, people are hungry to go out to eat. Well, the cable TV industry is dying, although slowly, it's still on life support. The Street is reporting that it appears that cable lost slightly fewer customers in 2021 than it did in 2020. That according to data from Leachman Research Group. The data company found that the largest pay TV providers in the U.S., representing about 93% of the market, lost about 4.6 million video subscribers in 2021, compared to a net loss of about 4.8 million in 2020. The top paid TV companies now have 76.1 million subscribers. That's a number that's actually worse than it looks, because 7.9 million of those customers subscribe to lower-cost streaming cable bundles through products like Disney's Hulu, Live, Sling, and Fubo's TV. Cable numbers began declining back in 2014 when the industry lost just over 100,000 customers. The numbers accelerated steadily, climbing by over 1 million in 2017 before doubling in 2018 and then doubling again in 2019 before settling in at the current rate of about 4.6 to 4.9 million subscribers lost per year. As we mentioned earlier, it was a good day on Wall Street, as all three of the major indexes finished the day in the green. The Dow gained 349 points to end the trade at 34,707, while the Nasdaq picked up 269 points to close at 14,191, and the S&P 500 added 63 points to finish the day at 4520. The markets recouped losses from Wednesday, led by gains among semiconductor and material stocks. 10 of the 11 sectors in the S&P 500 gained, with the tech segment gaining 2.4%, followed by materials up by 1.8%. The only group in the red was energy, which fell by 0.1%. And finally, there is this. With Americans living longer and staying healthy well into their later decades, some are finding it's time to toss the retirement rulebook. Bob Garst, who is 65, told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "If you want to be old, hang out with old people," end quote. Garst recently traded a house in the suburbs for an apartment in Midtown Atlanta, one in a number of retirement-age Americans who found that city life is beckoning. Thanks to factors such as walkability, the convenience and security of apartment living, and proximity to restaurants and cultural events, and the ability to hang out with younger folks. People 65 and older accounted for 29% of moves in 2020, despite being just 17% of the U.S. population. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.